But let's start with our top story this hour then. It's about the ongoing fight against human trafficking, because today, in case you didn't know, is the World Day Against Trafficking in Persons. It's an idea that came from the UN, and it's being supported by Essex Police, who say they receive on average 2 reports of human trafficking a week in the county. I've been speaking to Detective Superintendent Stuart Hooper, who's Director of Intelligence for Kent and Essex Serious Crime Directorate, and I asked him why the problem was one of the force's top priorities despite budget cuts and increases to things like violent crime.
Modern slavery is one of those hidden harm crimes, and actually it's about tackling the underreporting of real-life stories of suffering. And I think it's when you look at the impact that modern slavery has on the lives of vulnerable victims, that's why it's such a priority for us. And we're looking at, particularly through social media, using the hashtag of I Give Hope, and trying to promote that. And I would just ask individuals out there to use that hashtag so we can promote the awareness within the community, because we all know what a powerful tool social media is.
Yeah, I think the perception is that human trafficking is something that affects just foreigners, that it's not British people that get trafficked. How accurate is that perception?
I mean, it's not a very accurate perception from the public. Actually, current research estimates there's between 10 and 13,000 victims of slavery across the UK, from communities of victims born in the UK as well as those outside of the UK.
Can you just clear something up for us? Because people smuggling and human trafficking, they're often terms used interchangeably, but they're not the same thing, are they?
Trafficking is about the movement of individuals across borders. Generally, actually, modern-day slavery is the exploitation of victims, whether that be in the sex trade or the rural trade, or within car washes, for instance, and they are forced or frauded into that activity.
Very often it's hidden away from public view, isn't it? I mean, it could be happening to someone listening to this. It could be happening just around the corner from them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is classed as a hidden crime. It potentially is on your doorstep, whether that be in the car wash you go to, the nail bar that you attend, or domestic servitude from someone in your street. But people trafficking has an absolutely devastating effect on the victims. Some of them, as we described, are vulnerable, unaware that they're actually being exploited themselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned up to 13,000 victims of slavery in the UK. Do we know how widespread the problem is in Essex?
I think the difficulty is, and everyone uses the terminology hidden harm, actually we don't know the full extent of the impact within Essex. And that's part of the work we're trying to do at the moment, is to understand what the full impact is.
Yeah, difficult to gauge the scale of the problem. Do we know how many people have been convicted of human trafficking offences so far in Essex, or at least how many investigations are currently ongoing as we speak?
Yeah, again, very difficult to say because of the different types of investigations, but probably at the moment we're looking at 2 reports a week, roughly, that's being referred to through to us. We had a significant conviction about 6 weeks ago in Chelmsford, which was reported through yourselves as well. So it is on the increase in terms of our understanding, our investigation of these types of crimes.
Yeah, you would say a problem that is growing.
I'm not sure if it's a problem that's growing or it's a problem that we're understanding more, because we understand the signs and the symptoms and what to look for and are looking for it. And I think particularly the new Modern Slavery Act comes into effect tomorrow. So that gives us new tools and powers to tackle modern slavery.
Yeah, can you just give us an example of how the Modern Slavery Act is going to make it easier for you to tackle this problem?
It places responsibility on corporate businesses around supply chains and the people and how they employ victims. It looks at, it simplifies some of the offences around modern slavery. It's looking at prevention orders to allow us to manage individuals, and it's looking at what they call POCA as well, which is about kind of seizing financial assets of individuals that make a financial gain out of modern slavery.
There you go, that's a Detective Superintendent Stuart Hooper, who's Director of Intelligence for Kent and Essex Serious Crime Directorate. Essex Police getting behind the UN's World Day Against Trafficking in Persons. They're asking people to show their support. If you're on Twitter, by using the hashtag, I Give Hope.